I wish somebody would give the Lord a good praise in this house. And I didn't say praise me, because that's a mad kind of praise. If you're going to praise the Lord, then praise him like he deserves your praises. Amen. Glory to God. I was meditating this past week, and even this morning, and the Lord said to me that he did not rebuke Peter, even though Peter said something that was out of order. He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." But even today, we look at that as an insult to Peter. The fact of the matter is that you must address the devil when he shows up, his head or his face in your situation. It is not my brother, it is not my sister, but it's the devil who is operating and running amok. So when you hear something like evangelist said earlier, when God says, half of us ain't really praying. It is not an insult to us. It's an opening of your eyes to understand that you're in the presence of the Lord. And if you're in the presence of the Lord, you need to act right. Behave yourself. Behave yourself. Glory to God. So it's not an insult to any individual. It is addressing the adversary. I'm not here to play games. I'm here to touch God. I got too much happening in my life to be in church on Sunday mornings for whatever length of time I'm here just to play games. I don't come here to socialize. I need to be recharged. I need to be refreshed. I need a fresh anointing. I need a fresh outpouring. I need the manifestation of the power of God. I'm not here for show. I'm not to socialize. Yes, I love you. Yes, I appreciate you. But socializing is for when we get together as friends. I'm in the house of the Lord. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is deliverance. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a breakthrough. Help me, Jesus. I'm getting excited, so let me calm down a little bit and do what I'm supposed to do as a protocol and order. I want you to reach in the precious name of Jesus. Greet my pastor, the Reverend Livingston Gibbs, Minister Alvin Newton, the assistant pastor, Minister Judith Brady. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Pastor. I want to greet all God's children in the precious name of Jesus. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. I want to, on the behalf of my wife, Sister Nisia, my sons, DeAndre and Matthew, my daughter Gabrielle, thank the church for appreciating us last week. Amen. Amen. So you clap. You're not clapping, you're clapping yourself. Thank you so much for appreciating us and for the love and the outpour of love and your sentiments, your cards, all of that. We appreciate you. Thank you, Reverend Livingston Gibbs and Sister Marilyn Gibbs, for your love and support over the past 17 years. I am blessed and privileged to be a part of this family, and it doesn't change, not because we're leaving or moving on. This is still home, and you are still a part, and we are still a part of this family. So I thank God for you, and I thank you for your love and for your support. Would you now with me bow your heads, please, as we look to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks for your mercy, your grace, your love that you've shown towards us. Greater love hath no man than this, that one would lay down his life for a friend. You say, I no longer consider you servants, but I call you friends. I pray, God, that even now as I stand before your people, self in me would be crucified and that you would be magnified. Let the words of my mouth, even the very meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight. Oh God, for you are my strength and my redeemer. Prepare the hearts and the minds of your people, Lord God, that we will be receptive to your word. And help us, Heavenly Father, not just to be mere hearers only, but to be doers in particular. As we wait on you, Father, and we're careful to give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the Lord. I'll try to be as brief as the Spirit of God would have me to be. I want to speak to you this afternoon from a subject or a text that the Lord gave me on November 21st of this year. And it is, when the church is asleep. When the church is asleep. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Romans. Chapter 13, Romans chapter 13, and verse 15. You may just stop now, so if you want to go down, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 13, reading from verse number 11 to verse number 14. Romans chapter 13, reading from the King James. And that know the time, that it is now high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Can I read that again? And that, knowing the time, that it is now high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly in as in the day, not rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering or wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. It is high time to awake out of sleep. I was listening to the recording of John Barry Lawson, senator from the congressman from Connecticut, as he talked about the tax cut plan. And I was watching his argument and his passionate, how he was passionate about the folly that has been made in pushing forth this tax plan. I'm not here to talk about politics, but I'm just setting the platform on which, or the premise on which, the Lord began to speak to me. And as I watched him, the Lord said there is a bigger injustice that is happening today. There's a bigger problem than what we see in the White House. There's a bigger problem than what we see in Congress. There's a bigger problem than what we're seeing in the House of Representatives. There's a bigger problem than what we see in our country. There is a bigger problem than what we see in the world. The problem is, and this is what the Lord said to me, the problem is, one of two things are happening. The church is either fast asleep, or we see what is happening and we're so spiritually minded that we don't care 2 cents because heaven is our home.
When you live in your glass house, you can't throw stones. person you want to talk to about how they acted, they can look back at you and say, what about you? Yes, sir. if I were to be presumptuous and I say, raise your hand, how many of us in here that told a total stranger this week about Jesus? Jesus. If I were to be presumptuous, my minister, I'm going to say, raise your hand, everybody. I bet you all the money in my pocket that you couldn't find 10 good. Because we are consumed by what is happening in flesh, and we are not aware, and we are not dedicated, we are not committed to what is being fulfilled in Scripture. So, it's what I can get, who I can link up with, so I can network, so I can get better, and the bank account can grow, and the house can change, and the car, I need two more at least. I've been eyeing the Mercedes for a while, and it's all about that. And the Lord is saying, and your country is going to hell in a handbasket. Your city is going to hell in a handbasket. Oh, your church is going to hell in a handbasket.
That people make. Ignorance is bliss.
Thank you, sir.
So we say, ignorance is bliss. Lord said, you're just plain ignorant. You need to educate yourself. You need to get some enlightenment. A lie that Satan tells. You need to be one of the ministers. You need to be one of the deacons. You need to be one of the evangelists. You need to be one of them people with the titles for you to get illumination from God's word. You need to be one of those people in the church to get it's a lie.
You gotta help me with. Pray for them.
next to me. Lord, elevate me so that the ones who have the rule over me don't have the rule anymore. I need one. Because our prayers are more about us than it was about them. Help me, Jesus. You pray for those who have the rule over you, not because you're supposed to pray for them, but you pray for you. Let me make it a little clear. Mother Sherry, because I want good food, I go pray the Lord and keep her in good health so that when food time comes, I get good food. And then hear me with my little hypocrite stuff. You know, Sister Shirley, we've been praying for you. Sweet her up so that she can get extra. Yes.
Glory to God.
Mark the date. Mark the date. December 17th. The Spirit of God led the man of God to tell you, watch the devil you don't know. So the Lord said, pray for those who have the rule over you. That they, and hear how Paul says it in 1 Timothy chapter 2, from verses 1 to verse 3. He says, with supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks, be made for all men. Not the casual stuff. Not the fly-by-night stuff. Lord, remember them. No. So what does he say? He goes on to say, for kings, for all that are in authority. Why? That you may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Because what? This is good and acceptable in the sight of God. Pray for them. Intercede for them. Supplications need to be made for them. And giving of thanks. I know. Y'all ain't got to say amen. But I know. When you start talking about a man of God, talking about thank you, Lord, for our President Donald Trump, is blasphemous in church. And I want to be clear. Understand what I'm saying. I do not condone what he's doing. I do not condone what he has done. I do not, I don't support it. But God says, pray. Because the fact of the matter is, right now he's in control. And if I want to live peaceable, if I want a future for my children, let your voice be heard. So number one, pray for those who have the rule over you. Number two, let your voice be heard. And let your voice be heard. Jesus. Let your voice be heard. It's not just the audible voice. It goes beyond the audible voice. Your money talk to. Your money speaks as well. Your vote speaks as well. If I was to take a survey again, Pastor, how many of us voted in the last election? Because how we look at it is that it's not significant. It's not the major election. We're not voting for a president, really. When Barack was there, the policy couldn't pass. Why? Because who was in authority in the house? The church of God needs to realize that you are living in this world. And you cannot be so spiritual and minded that you're not doing practical things.
Amen. Amen.
And it's all about shout, shout, glory, and shout, hallelujah. And there are passing policies that will soon shut. Board meetings, or we have members meetings, And they asked, who would like to support this referendum? And you have Yates and you have Nates. The Lord says, when he checks his record book, you better be on the Nates. For some of the mess that is now being instituted in our... You don't want to hear these words. No, we want to hear shout hallelujah. Jesus, but the fact of the matter is, I'm living in a world, I'm a human being, I need money in my pocket, I need food, so stay to be spiritual, all you want to, you better be practical.
Amen.
Because these are the things that have an effect.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And when we ain't saying nothing, pastor, is going to be passed. I wrestled with the Lord about this because I said, Lord, I don't want to sound political, but the Lord said, you need to talk real. The Lord says, don't buy into the mess that is being served to us on the surface. You need to investigate what is happening. Sister, I was speaking to a sister a few weeks ago.
looking for people love God. I cannot stand upon him.
Number four, and I'm done. Thank you. God said to me, since you're a poor example of faith, and we have the gall to go in front of people, say to people, God didn't tell you this, you just tell people, the Lord said he's going to give me a house by this time next year. You're not working.
No savings.
If God had told you that, it would have been different. Ah, help me, Jesus. But God didn't even tell you that. You just said, Sister Michelle, move into her brand new house. And the other son, I am believing the Lord. But by this time next year, I'm going to be walking into my own brand new house. The devil is a liar. So next year, come now, and the same people that you are in for talking about, I believe. Listen, I don't mean to step on your toe, but Sister Sharon, how come you don't move yet? We are poor examples. Amen. Amen. And we've lost the testimony. So now, when you say stuff, Michelle, nobody listens. Because they don't see God operating in you. Because all the stuff you're asking for is carnal. All the stuff. When it's real faith, you have very few.
Zion awake. Zion awake. There is so much for us to do.
Amen.
There is so much for us to do. And now is not the time for us to be sleeping.
Yes.
Pray for those who have the rule over you. Pray for those who have the rule over you. Let your voice
be heard.
Be heard. Let your voice be heard. Show God's love to others.
Amen.